I'm back talking with Jeff Rogers at Big Green IT. We've got a new year, 2015. Jeff, I'd like to talk with you today about three things to consider this year to help a business become wildly successful.
Thank you, Abby. Yeah, wildly successful. That was something we came up with over the last month or so. I think we've always done it naturally in that we want our customers to be wildly successful. That is our goal. How can we help them with technologies? How can we help them be more efficient so that they're doing their jobs better? They're selling more loans. They're processing more, whatever it is that they happen to do. So it's a theme of ours, 2015, to make sure that our customers even know that we're doing our best to help them become wildly successful. Three efficiencies or things that we're doing, and it is on the theme of efficiencies. I think everyone has, over the years, tried to look at hardware efficiencies, trying to get more performance and more capacity and more things out of the same space. So we have efficiencies there. For us, there are tools that can create efficiencies that we're putting together for our customers to utilize either with us or through us, or us teaching them how to use certain tools to become more efficient. And I think one of the biggest ones that we all forget about because we're in technology is actually helping our customers making their own people more efficient. We go a lot with the green technologies and we think all of that means, hey, we're saving electricity and we're saving these things. But also, if we can just make people more efficient, we're doing green a service as well.
That's a great thought, Jeff. So going back to these three things more specifically, you mentioned hardware. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I think a lot of it started in the last year to 2 years when some of the major manufacturers started embracing new technologies like Flash. Last year, we worked with companies such as Nimble and Pure Storage and some of the leaders in integrating Flash into their storage systems, which made them remarkably fast, much more efficient, used up a lot less space for the same type of output for our customers.
That's great. How about tools, Jeff?
The tools that are out there are some of the things that help with migrations, some of the things that help with people getting their jobs done in IT. I'll talk probably next a little bit about efficiencies in people, but there's definitely some tools. One of the ones that we've invested very heavily into is a company called ServiceNow, which not only helps us be more efficient as a company to provide better services, to provide the project work that we do in a more efficient manner, but also we can then extend that tool set to our customers, train them how to use them, and now they're becoming more efficient. Maybe it takes today 10 people for an IT staff to support 1,000 users. Maybe with the right tools and the right processes, now it takes 7 people to do the same work. Or they can expand to 1,500 people and not worry about hiring more people because they're using all the tools and being more efficient.
The final thing that you had spoken about was people and making people and the process maybe more efficient. Would you consider outsourcing as part of that process?
Well, that's a couple of different questions and a couple of different answers. So on the people part of it, we definitely are working with the majority of our customers to not only put in the right equipment, but also to look at helping them with their processes. If we can help the process on supporting the technology, on supporting the IT end users, if we can make that process more efficient, then we're either helping our customer get more out of what they have or potentially maybe move people to different areas because we were able to do the same job with less people. So for me, that well-rounded approach that we've always looked at and consultative approach is not just, here, we'll sell you this. It's how can we sell you this, implement this, teach you this, and surround it with a set of processes and methodologies that make the company more efficient overall, not just in the technology space, but also in the people supporting it.
That's great, Jeff. So really, we've talked about hardware, we've talked about tools, and we've talked about people in terms of efficiencies being the three things that maybe everybody might want to consider in 2015 for their business. On a slightly lighter note, I understand that you adopted a new member of the Big Green IT family. Could you tell us about that, Jeff?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I can. It was quite a pride acquisition, if you will. So what does our company stand for? It stands for being more efficient. It stands for being green. We like to pride ourselves on being fast. So, we were fortunate to acquire in December. It's a brand new to us Tesla. And for those of you who know about the Tesla, it is a very fast, and because it's a 100% electric vehicle, it's also very green.
Very fast and very
green.
Very
fast and very green. It fits our tagline that we've actually used well before we decided or thought about even getting a Tesla. It is a company car, so it is wrapped with the big green IT logos and our big green IT frog across the hood of it. It is meant to be used by our employees to visit customers. It's to be driven and used by everybody in our company. I think one of the things that everyone has liked is that we set up a rotation, and every other weekend or every weekend, somebody different gets to take it home with them and show their family and friends what very fast and very green is all about.
That's awesome, Jeff. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Abby. It's been a pleasure.
I'll be talking with you again soon.